from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's the sound of the weekend. Happy Friday, the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy. It is 7:06. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes, not out.
No.
And I am going to bang on it hard. Florida Fighting Gators taking the gridiron 3:30 Saturday afternoon in a swamp against the much hated thugs of the University of Miami Hurricanes.
How do you really feel, Bob?
I mean, that's the rep they used to have. I don't know if it's deserved or not anymore, but no, be kind. Be kind to the fans. Come spend a ton of money, then get your butts out of our beautiful town.
Well, can you imagine trying to get a hotel room this weekend? I mean, it's one of those.
No.
Ain't happening.
Imagine sitting in the sun. 3:34 o'clock, Saturday afternoon. Don't get me wrong. If I was offered some tickets, I probably would find a way to do it. But
yeah, you would.
Since I don't have them, I rationalize and go, well, I'll be in the air conditioning with a bathroom that's right over there.
And the kitchen that's right there and doesn't cost anything extra.
And a hot chick bringing me, you know, anything I want. Wow. I don't know how Betsy feels about that,
Wow. Okay, you're going to be
what?
In trouble.
Hold on. No, she's the hot chick. That's the thing.
Mm, okay.
Do you get it now?
Yeah, I do.
No, I'm not going to make her wear those Hooters shorts.
Maybe.
Anyway. No, it's a Gator football game, so if anything, it should be like, you know, a cheerleader.
All of a sudden, wings sound good. I'm not sure.
It does.
Doesn't it?
Oh,
you're just talking about being brought food?
You just hit me like right in the forehead, like like a June bug as I'm riding down the road.
Pop. Ow. Oh, man, those hurt. But yeah, just wings sound good.
All right, so people making plans for the weekend. This is the busy travel day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a little hectic. Be patient. Some people are flying. It's also very busy if you're doing that as well. And some people are going to head to the beach. They're going to relax. And I'm more and more getting close to maybe getting one of those metal detector things, because I see how people really
have fun
with it. Yeah,
I think they're fun.
And I used to make fun of them, but yeah, if I found a treasure, I would make fun. But I might be putting that on hold because I see there's a treasure possibly available of a much higher value.
Really?
Apparently, bricks of cocaine are washing on shore.
Goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's the whole legal thing you got to tangle with.
But you don't need to buy a metal detector.
Correct.
There's that.
You could end up in a house that's surrounded by metal bars.
And probably metal detectors at some point, too.
Well, that's true, too.
If you think about it.
A package containing 16 bricks. I don't know how big a brick is, but that's I would guess it's at least a kilo. That's 2.2 pounds.
Wow. He knows way too much about this.
I know.
You used to watch Miami Vice.
And Scarface.
Oh.
Say hello to my little friend.
There you go.
16 bricks of suspected cocaine discovered by guests on a beach in the Florida Keys.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a Facebook post, actually. The sheriff's office from Monroe County put out. It was discovered Sunday by guests of the islands of Isla Morada Resort. Now, that's about 80 miles from Miami. That's, you know, and then so many miles north of Key West.
Well, you know, you mentioned Miami, you mentioned Key West. I can see why this story could happen.
The package wrapped in blue tape with a photo of a beach buggy on the front. In other words, that's their brand.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, they do that. They brand
really?
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, like, you know you're getting the best when you're getting
beach buggy.
The beach buggy. Look, it's called the beach buggy booger sugar.
Really?
Yeah, I should stop glorifying it. It is not good for you.
No, it's not.
It is... ruined plenty of people. Ended their lives, in fact. It was turned over to U.S. Customs. It's unclear what the estimated street value is, but I bet it's a lot.
A lot.
It's not the first time things like this have happened, for sure, but it's actually happened even earlier this year. More than 100 pounds of cocaine worth $1 million washed up on a beach in the Florida Keys in the aftermath of Hurricane Debbie. Ha! Huh. So when all the people with their surfboards go, oh yeah, yeah, the best time to surf right after the hurricane. That's not what they're doing.
Now we know.
This does happen, and near Everglades City. Oh, that used to be the hot spot. Everglades. Do you know where Everglades City is? It's south of Naples.
Okay.
There's nothing there. It's kind of a fishing community, sort of. But back in the, I guess it would be 80s, maybe, all of a sudden, everybody in town is driving Corvettes and Transams and really cool cars. And this is not, it's not Naples. It's not that, not wealthy like that. And so, yeah, it wasn't too long after that the government, as in the DEA, started to pay a little bit of attention to how people were making enough money to buy such nice vehicles. And isn't it weird, though? Here we are in the year 2024, and you, at least to me, you think, you go, really? Are people really still do that? I mean, you know, you think it would, like, I don't know, get old. Like, you know what I mean? You think that people would be kind of over it. But I guess it's not really a fad, and I guess it's been around for a long time. And yes, it is true. There used to be a little bit in Coca-Cola for a period of time.
Back in the day, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, what are you going to do? You're going to do that? That's illegal and deadly.
Yes.
Or you're going to guzzle, some fake rot gut booze in a holiday hotspot like in Bangkok and die. Headline, six dead, 37 fighting for their life in a hospital after guzzling this stuff. The victims allegedly bought what they were calling moonshine, but it was spiked with methanol and isopropanol.
Oh, my goodness.
These things are both deadly. Yeah. They can blind you. They can kill you. This is not the kind of alcohol that you want to consume. Uh-uh. If the regular, really good top shelf stuff is not so good for you anyway, you can just imagine how bad and deadly this is. And I think that this is one of the things that's been going on in some of these island countries. You know, when you go there, I don't know what level, but somebody is like cheapening the booze. Mm-hmm. You can always pour it in the bottle that looks like, hey, that's top shelf stuff.
Sure.
And they replace it with rot gut and these fillers, and they're deadly. These folks who drank this stuff started suffering dizziness, breathing difficulties, vomiting. At least six people died. Some people are having blurry vision. 15 of the injured were put on respirators to help them breathe. 22 required kidney dialysis. 21 had blurred vision. Authorities traced the source of the rot gut to the house of a woman named Fatstra in a district of the Thai capital. And she claimed her and her family had been selling liquor for decades. Well, it turns out she hired, a couple of brothers that had been making some of the liquor, and she would taste it and everything was good. And she did say recently she did taste it and it didn't seem right.
Yeah. You think?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just be wary, be careful, especially if you're traveling.
Use your brain.
Yeah, because remember, especially like when you get into poor countries, you'd say, is it really worth it to like replace that with, really cheap stuff, deadly stuff? Yeah, to these people.
They don't care.
And they don't care.
No.
Some of them. What's Bugging You is up next. So call in, air it out, get it off your chest. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Here's a number to call in. 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is a time for war.
The rising threat of terrorism.
With so much to talk about.
Migrants from China, Russia, Iran.
Raise the threat of an attack against Americans.
There's a lot that fires you up.
This is real.
Now, time to air it out. What's bugging you?
Disrupt and degrade.
97.3 The Sky.
Happy Friday. Happy three-day weekend for a lot of folks. Enjoy. It's 921. The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Time for What's Bugging You? Chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. 877-975-9825. Good morning, Kay. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is this. The FTC, or Federal Trade Commission, is trying to close our grocery stores down so we can't have a place to buy food. The Kroger grocery store, that's the first store I ever shopped at. I was 5 or 6 years old. That was 80 years ago. And they are the only people I see. I live in a very low income where a lot of disabled people and a lot of old people live out on dirt roads. And no Kroger grocery truck comes out here and delivers their food. And the FTC is investigating them and Publix. What do they think they're supposed to do? There's a very limited profit margin with groceries. They're trying to put them out of business is what they're trying to do. And that is really bugging me. They need to knock it off. And not only that, there's a Venezuelan gang up in Colorado that has taken over. In a little town there, they have taken over 2 apartment buildings. The police are non-existent. There's no FBI. Where's the Homeland Security? They've got guns in our country, and they're taking over a town. What is going on here? Thank you, Bob. It has really got me bugged.
Yeah, I can tell.
Oh, yeah.
And that the ability to have groceries delivered to your home is really a lifeline to a lot of people. I hadn't seen that story about the FTC. Certainly, I'm familiar with the Aurora, Colorado. Finally, I think some action is going to be taken. But how many don't make it to the news? How many don't have video of these people literally taking over the apartment complex?
Yeah.
Pay their rent to the gang. It's crazy. Tater, what's bugging you?
Good morning, fellow election denier. And you go, Tay. Bob, what's bugging me, buddy, is you said this morning at 6:28, when somebody looks at you dead in the face and lies to you, they either think you're too ignorant or too stupid to realize what you're being told is untrue. Kamala Harris looks people dead in the face and lies to them over and over and over. And everybody knows it, at least half the public knows. What's bugging me, buddy, is half of the country, if you believe the polls, are too stupid to be voting. They're doing great harm to our country. Hope you have a great day, buddy.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. Yeah, you have these low-information voters, or they only get their information from the left. It is sad, and it's insulting. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. What's bugging me is Americans trust the government to educate their kids. They trust other people with their money, and they trust the government not to destroy our society. And look what's happened. There's a guy that goes around, a couple people go around on YouTube, and they ask people on the street, mostly young people, simple questions like, what language do they speak in Idaho? And they don't even know where Idaho is. They don't even know what Idaho is. They ask this one black kid, how many, can you name two countries in Africa? And they said, Africa is a country. They can't answer the most simple questions, and this is the problem. How do you expect people to get involved in straightening out the country when they don't know the simplest things?
Yeah, when they don't know geography, let alone civics, and just, yeah, the base of knowledge, just an erosion of it. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob and Greg, good morning. What's bugging me is how Makala Harris pretends to know half a clue about what she's doing and pretend like she's in charge and stuff like that, and she just needs to buy a vowel, basically.
Yeah, she, you know, if you watched any of the interview, or you can go back and look at some clips from it, she literally is looking down about every minute. She is reading off of her notes.
Yep.
877-975-9825. Call in now. Last chance to get on What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Florida Pest Control. And yeah, that's what Kamala was doing. She was looking at her notes. She couldn't really answer these questions without the help of her notes. Sad. And Dale, what's bugging you?
Hi, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. I've been bugged by the fact that George Soros' investment companies bought Odyssey outright, and I've noticed that you guys have had a lot less comments about George Soros lately. Are you under any pressure not to take a ding at him now and again?
No, nobody has said anything officially. I guess we don't like to. Well, there's nothing we can do about it, and it's not ownership. It's 40%. He owns 40% of it via buying the debt. It's an investment arm of Soros, and do I have a reasonable fear that something could happen to my job? Yeah, to be honest with you, of course I do. But nothing is done yet. It still has to meet FCC approval, and I know that Chip Roy and Senator Ted Cruz have specifically involved themselves to at least make sure the process is done correctly. But there's nothing I can do personally, but so far, everything's good. So far.
Yes.
I'll let you know when it changes. Well, I won't. You just won't hear me anymore.
Yeah.
Bob, what's bugging you?
I spent about $24 on Kevin Costner's Horizon in Super HD, and it was supposed to be this fantastic story of the West, and it was beautifully photographed. But that guy's got to lay off the booze or the drugs. When they put this thing together, it was just a mishmash. You couldn't tell what was coming or going. It was just so horribly directed. That guy is just an idiot. Anyway, thank you, guys.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you would think Costner, I mean, been involved with a lot of huge and very well-done productions. He's had a few bombs, but I don't know how much fault they were. What was it, Waterworld or something?
Oh, my goodness, that was the worst.
That was terrible, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I wish I could have those 2 hours back.
It still will never reach the level of Ishtar.
Well, there you go.
And that had a couple of big stars in it. So.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It happens.
Thanks for your contributions, my friends, to What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And coming up, renovating state parks is one thing, but actually developing them is another. But to set at least some of the information straight, State Senator Keith Perry is going to join us at 8:05 right here on 97.3 The Sky.
In this time
is ticking down.
This is the time
to November.
The choice of this election could not be more stark.
We have some hard work ahead of us.
Every minute the news is changing.
You have a radical left freak.
We trust women to know what is in their best interest.
And history will be made.
You have a president who will fight.
The Sky is the station for election 2024.
It's going to be a battle.
Now is the time.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Worm, you're always talking about or thinking about or dreaming about food.
I know.
It is 7:34, time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yep, it's a happy, happy Friday. The Gators are taking on Miami in the Swamp. 3:30, big time. That's tomorrow, course. And it's the kickoff of our season. And I just love it. I love football. And I'm trying to do it without getting upset about the periphery or right. any type of partisan stuff or whatever I see. No. And it's interesting because I was one of the people that turned away from the NFL when sure. Kaepernick did his thing. And
understandably so.
Yeah. So. And my son and his fraternity at the time, they were like kind of into it too. They were joking. Mm-hmm. And they had a big sign up in front of their frat about Kaepernick. And I won't say, but they're frat boys.
Yeah.
And but then I talked to him probably a year after that. And I remember he said something like, I'm not going to let other people ruin if I want to watch a game. I'm going to do it. It's yeah. like it's America, yeah. whatever. And anyway, here's the story related to football. But it actually, remember, sports is like so many other things. There's so much you can learn that has nothing to do really with athletics. Case in point, you've got their star quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, who has been, you know, hurt for an entire season. And I don't even think that he didn't play any of the preseason games, I don't believe. I think they're hopeful that, you know, he'll be able to start here.
Right.
Apparently, though, he's known as not being a team player.
Okay.
And I would have to ask the question, you know, like the Jets, you know, management.
Right.
Well, when they did the deal for this guy, you then clearly had no idea who he was beyond, you know, the player.
Right.
This guy is on his own journey.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean that for all the good that could mean or all the bad it could mean. But he is on his own journey. He's the guy that would he would trip on this stuff. Ayahuasca. A very potent thing that causes you to hallucinate, get very sick.
Right.
But people have found therapeutic value in this thing, and they pay a lot of money to go on these trips and such. But it tells you that here's a guy, and I'm not blaming him, but if you want a guy who's a team leader and be a team player, I don't know that Aaron Rodgers is going to be that guy. And I guess they failed to recognize that going in. And not only that, but he's controversial. Not controversial to me, per se. I mean, he was against getting the vaccine. I'm like, yeah, good for you.
There you go.
You know? But he's not afraid to speak his mind, but he's on his own journey, I guess is the best way I can say it. It's not unusual for the Jets to be in disarray. However, usually that's because they don't have a star quarterback. This time, the problem's different. The Athletic surveyed 31 NFL agents to assess this year's teams and their potentials. Three agents labeled the Jets as the league's most dysfunctional franchise.
Wow. Wow.
The Jets, said one agent, there is a complete disarray. Look at how they've handled Aaron Rodgers. Has one player had more power than him? He skipped minicamp. They have been unable to convert him into a team player. The vibe inside the building is terrible. Some fans and the media criticized Rodgers for missing the Jets' two-day minicamp to go on a trip to Egypt, even though he had worked out with the team during the voluntary workouts and OTAs. So, yeah, it's just an interesting thing as these athletes become even more and more pampered than they have been. And you have these NIL deals where college athletes could be making big money, depending on, you know, who they are.
Right.
You've got this portal where they're transferring all over the place, so there's not necessarily a, you know, the idea of I'll do whatever the team needs to, you know, win kind of mentality. That's gone by the wayside for sure.
It almost seems like they're finding ways to make them think it's more about me than the team, and that kind of takes away the whole point of teamwork and why you kind of get involved in sports in the first place.
If you're a single tennis player, you know, you play singles, right, then it's all about you for sure. But, yeah, if you're going to be part of a team, and there are these intangibles, and this is the same thing in the corporate world, in the business world, and that is you've got people in leadership positions, and those who respect that leader and their leadership will go above and beyond. And I call them intangible because you're not going to see the results on a spreadsheet necessarily. It's not all going to be known and heralded and documented, you know, when somebody stays late or somebody makes a connection and really goes out of their way, you know, to utilize this connection to bring business or whatever. the intangibles, and that's something that, you know, Wall Street, I don't think they understand it, and a lot of business leaders don't. Some do, and those are usually the businesses that are a little bit more successful. But if you're the CEO in the huddle, you're the guy, and they have to respect you and appreciate what you bring to the table. Now, they have a job to do no matter what, but there is an intangible there. Just doing a little bit more. A little bit more. And remember, the margins in, say, professional football are very tight. Games are very close. Records are very close. Scores are close. So, yeah, the intangibles. Just think about that. Right? And the great leaders always get a little extra from their people because their people feel like their leaders are giving them a little extra, whether it's they're in the trenches or... We're looking out for them and their interests.
Well, I mean, it's common sense, and unfortunately, that's been lost in our society a whole lot. You know, your team, your people, your staff are going to work harder for somebody who feels like that your boss actually appreciates what you do. If you feel like you just punch at a clock, well, that's what you're going to do. You're going to go in, punch the clock, do the least you can, punch the clock, and go home.
You know, maybe I'm a little different than a lot, but nobody told me to read, you know, Norman Vincent Peale and The Power of Positive Thinking and,
right.
and other books that were somewhat similar to that. But it's kind of like the old, you know, do the right thing even when no one's watching.
Right.
And whether you're a janitor or, you know, a world-renowned designer or whatever your job is, do it to the best of your ability because that's your signature is on it. Your name, who you are, is attached to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up with that kind of, you know, mentality.
I like that.
Well, yeah, and I think that at times we see that kind of missing, and it's interesting, isn't it, how some get it right. Some, let's just take the, you know, like a fast food franchise.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that some are so good?
Right.
They're concise, they're friendly, they get the order right, the line moves through, and you could go to almost any of their franchises, and it's going to be great service.
Right.
And then you go to another one, say, and not only is it hit and miss, but it's more miss than hit.
Mm-hmm.
How? Where does that begin? Like, it, somewhere way up in the corporate structure, these folks at that level are all paid a lot of money.
Right.
How come you can't just, I used to use, like, Southwest Airlines as an example for the airlines. I said, why don't they just copy their model? Now, this dates back to when they would do, you know, questionnaires. Who are the happiest employees? Southwest was always first in airlines and one of the top corporate things. And then they looked and they said, well, these people aren't making the most money.
Nope.
United, American, and some other airlines actually pay their people more. Why are they so happy? Well, and I'm not saying things are still the same at Southwest. I don't know. Things may have changed since then. But I'm just saying, when you see a model and how well it is done, why don't you do everything you can to copy that model and train your people? So how do you train your people?
That's kind of been the thing with Chick-fil-A.
I wasn't going to say their name because they don't do radio advertising.
But that's all right. It's still
not all right.
That part's not all right. But they do it right from the corporate level on down, and that makes a difference.
Yes.
And then, so we won't name names. There's some fast food restaurants. Even with
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tapeworm, you're always talking about or thinking about or dreaming about food.
I know.
It is 7:34. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yep, it's a happy, happy Friday. The Gators are taking on Miami in the Swamp. 3:30, big time. That's tomorrow, course. And, it's the kickoff of our season. And I just love it. I love football. And, I'm trying to do it without getting upset about the periphery or any type of partisan stuff or whatever I see. No. And it's interesting because I was one of the people that turned away from the NFL when Kaepernick did his thing. And
understandably so.
Yeah. So. And my son and his fraternity at the time, they were like kind of into it too. They were joking. Mm-hmm. And they had a big sign up in front of their frat about Kaepernick. And I wanted to put their frat boys. But then I talked to him probably a year after that. And I remember he said something like, I'm not going to let other people ruin if I want to watch a game. I'm going to do it. It's like, it's America. Yeah. Whatever. And anyway, here's the story related to football. But it actually, remember, sports is like so many other things. There's so much you can learn that has nothing to do really with athletics. Case in point, you've got their star quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, who has been, hurt for an entire season. And I don't even think that he didn't play any of the preseason games, I don't believe. I think they're hopeful that, he'll be able to start here.
Right.
Apparently, though, he's known as not being a team player. And I would have to ask the question, like the Jets, management.
Right.
Well, when they did the deal for this guy, you then clearly had no idea who he was beyond, the player.
Right.
This guy is on his own journey. And I mean that for all the good that could mean or all the bad it could mean. But he is on his own journey. He's the guy that would he would trip on this stuff. Ayahuasca. A very potent thing that causes you to hallucinate, get very sick.
Right.
But people have found therapeutic value in this thing, and they pay a lot of money to go on these trips and such. But it tells you that here's a guy, and I'm not blaming him, but if you want a guy who's a team leader and be a team player, I don't know that Aaron Rodgers is going to be that guy. And I guess they failed to recognize that going in. And not only that, but he's controversial. Not controversial to me, per se. I mean, he was against getting the vaccine. I'm like, good for you.
There you go.
But he's not afraid to speak his mind, but he's on his own journey, I guess is the best way I can say it. It's not unusual for the Jets to be in disarray. However, usually that's because they don't have a star quarterback. This time, the problem's different. The Athletic surveyed 31 NFL agents to assess this year's teams and their potentials. Three agents labeled the Jets as the league's most dysfunctional franchise.
Wow.
The Jets, said one agent, there is a complete disarray. Look at how they've handled Aaron Rodgers. Has one player had more power than him? He skipped minicamp. They have been unable to convert him into a team player. The vibe inside the building is terrible. Some fans and the media criticized Rodgers for missing the Jets' two-day minicamp to go on a trip to Egypt, even though he had worked out with the team during the voluntary workouts and OTAs. So, it's just an interesting thing as these athletes become even more and more pampered than they have been. And you have these NIL deals where college athletes could be making big money depending on who they are.
Right.
You've got this portal where they're transferring all over the place, so there's not necessarily a the idea of I'll do whatever the team needs to win kind of mentality. That's gone by the wayside for sure.
It almost seems like they're finding ways to make them think it's more about me than the team, and that kind of takes away the whole point of teamwork and why you kind of get involved in sports in the first place.
If you're a single tennis player, you play singles, then it's all about you for sure. But yeah, if you're going to be part of a team, and there are these intangibles, and this is the same thing in the corporate world, in the business world, and that is you've got people in leadership positions, and those who respect that leader and their leadership will go above and beyond. And I call them intangible because you're not going to see the results on a spreadsheet necessarily. It's not all going to be known and heralded and documented. You know, when somebody stays late or somebody makes a connection and really goes out of their way, you know, to utilize this connection to bring business or whatever. The intangibles, and that's something that, you know, Wall Street, I don't think they understand it, and a lot of business leaders don't. Some do, and those are usually the businesses that are a little bit more successful. But if you're the CEO in the huddle, you're the guy, and they have to respect you and appreciate what you bring to the table. Now, they have a job to do no matter what, but there is an intangible there. Just doing a little bit more, a little bit more. And remember, the margins in, say, professional football are very tight. Games are very close. Records are very close. Scores are close. So, yeah, the intangibles. Just think about that. Right. And the great leaders always get a little extra from their people because their people feel like their leaders are giving them a little extra, whether it's they're in the trenches or looking out for them and their interests.
Well, I mean, it's common sense. And unfortunately, that's been lost in our society a whole lot. You know, your team, your people, your staff are going to work harder for somebody who feels like that your boss actually appreciates what you do. If you feel like you're just punching a clock, well, that's what you're going to do. You're going to go in, punch the clock, do the least you can, punch the clock, and go home.
You know, maybe I'm a little different than a lot. Like, nobody told me to read, you know, Norman Vincent Peale and The Power of Positive Thinking and,
right.
and other books that were somewhat similar to that. But it's kind of like the old, you know, do the right thing, even when no one's watching.
Right.
And whether you're a janitor or, you know, a world-renowned designer or whatever your job is, do it to the best of your ability because that's your signature is on it. Your name, who you are, is attached to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up with that kind of, you know, mentality.
I like that.
Well, yeah, and I think that at times we see that kind of missing, and it's interesting, isn't it, how some get it right. Some, let's just take the, you know, like a fast food franchise.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that some are so good.
Right.
They're concise. Yeah. They're friendly. They get the order right.
Uh-huh.
The line moves through, and you could go to almost any of their franchises, and it's going to be great service.
Right.
And then you go to another one, say, and not only is it hit and miss, but it's more miss than hit.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that begin? Like, somewhere way up in the corporate structure, these folks at that level are all paid a lot of money.
Right.
How come you can't just, I used to use like Southwest Airlines as an example for the airlines. I said, why don't they just copy their model? Now, this dates back to when they would do, you know, questionnaires. Who are the happiest employees? Southwest was always first in airlines and one of the top corporate things. And then they looked and they said, well, these people aren't making the most money.
Nope.
United, American, and some other airlines actually pay their people more. Why are they so happy? Well, and I'm not saying things are still the same at Southwest. I don't know. Things may have changed since then. But I'm just saying, when you see a model and how well it is done, why don't you do everything you can to copy that model and train your people? So how do you train your people?
That's kind of been the thing with Chick-fil-A.
I wasn't going to say their name because they don't do radio advertising.
But that's all right. It's still
not all right.
That part's not all right. But they do it right from the corporate level on down, and that makes a difference.
Yes.
And then, but then, you know, okay. So we won't name names. There's some fast food restaurants even within in town, and you go to this one, and it's one experience. You go to the one five blocks away, and wow. Or you look them up and they've got, you know, one star, you know, rating as far as like their Google reviews or something. That's the incredible difference at the local level.
Oh, and I frequent a place that's, you know, in Melrose. And I got to tell you, the experience there has always been fantastic, fast, food fresh. And the people that are taking your money at the window and stuff, always super friendly, nice. I mean, it is maybe that's why they've been around for like 35 years.
Yeah.
But this is not part of a big conglomerate. This is like a family-owned single business.
Right.
But how is it they can get it right?
Yeah.
And some of these big corporate bigwigs and how smart they think they are, and they sit in these meetings.
Uh-huh.
And, man, it's where the rubber hits the road.
Yeah.
What is the consumer's experience, and how can you make it better?
Because if it's not, you don't go back.
When am I going to get my consulting fees?
I
know. When are they going to start coming in, Greg?
They're probably in the mail.
You know what?
What's that?
I think once the podcast really explodes, we're both going to be rich. In the meantime, download the Odyssey app or just grab the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally get your podcast. On demand 24/7. We're there for you.
And if you could figure out a way to help make us rich, we'd really be appreciative.
Or just cut out the middleman and send us the cash, for crying out loud.
Now we're talking.
Not bricks of cocaine.
No, that'd be wrong.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and so is the weekend. Go Gators. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. Happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Listen, we have watched, we have listened, we have gone through it. We have filleted it, filtered it, chopped it, diced it, fried it, sauteed it. The interview last night on CNN. Dana Bash. Well,
parts of it.
Bits of a snoozer. Yes. Yes. However, there's one takeaway.
Yes.
Liar.
Oh, man.
Liar.
Oh, big time.
Now, there's plenty on Kamala, but for right now, let's just, the governor, Tim Walz.
Oh, yeah.
He's full of it, as you know.
Yes.
He's been caught in direct lies.
Yep.
Direct lies.
Absolutely.
Carrying weapons of war into war.
He didn't go to war.
He didn't go to war.
No.
Yeah, there's his rank, all these things. Anyway, so Dana Bash gave him an opportunity to clarify. To set the record straight. This was a, you know, like a damage control, a freebie, if you will.
Yeah.
Get out of jail free kind of card, right? Yeah. She asked if he agreed with the campaign statement that he misspoke. But instead of agreeing and moving past it, Walz recited some of the stuff about his record.
Oh.
He starts going into, my record speaks for itself. But I think people are coming to get to know me. I speak like they do. I speak candidly. I wear my emotions on my sleeves. I speak especially passionately about our children being shot in schools and around guns. What? You tried to turn it into a gun control thing.
But it's just lots of fuzzy emotion, no real facts.
Oh, so they're two peas in a pod, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
We were talking about, in these cases, this was after school shooting, the idea of carrying these weapons of war. And my wife, the English teacher, told me my grammar is not always correct. So he's not a liar.
Uh-huh.
So was his grammar that was the issue when he said he was, what, a major or something? Sergeant major?
Right.
Which is inaccurate.
He did not retire with that position, correct?
Yeah, that's not... Yeah. That's not a grammar or even a punctuation thing.
No. You know that once you retired, you didn't get to keep that position because you didn't follow through on the training.
But, you know, Dana Bash from CNN, of course, she failed. She did not press Walz further.
Well, they didn't press at all.
Well, yeah.
Really?
About his service record and the whole rank thing.
Yeah.
But he had an opportunity to address it in a very, very friendly atmosphere.
Yes, he did.
And... hopefully it'll come back to haunt him over and over and over again. And you need to also bring up his ties to China.
Uh-huh.
Nobody goes 30 times to a communist-run, entrenched nation where they know everything that's going on. Nobody goes there 30 times and doesn't pop up on their radar.
Right.
I am just sorry. It just does not happen. Hmm. So I think he's got... well, he's got questions to answer, but we know he won't. And Kamala, she's the same way.
Well, they were both allowed just to answer the question, if you will, in the way they wanted to answer it. and then no follow-up, no accountability. Again, nothing like what Bash did trying to bash J.D. Vance.
Hey, here's what Kamala said about the economy. Listen to this. Listen to this.
The economy had crashed. In large part, all of that because of mismanagement by Donald Trump.
All of that.
Of that crisis.
All of it.
When we came in, our highest priority was to do what we could to rescue America. And today, we know that we have inflation at under 3%. Mm. A lot of our policies have led to the reality that America recovered faster than any wealthy nation around the world. But you are right. Prices, in particular for groceries, are still too high. The American people know it. I know it. Which is why my agenda includes what we need to do to bring down the price of groceries. For example, dealing with an issue like price gouging. What we need to do to extend the child tax credit to help young families be able to take care of their children in their most formative years. What we need to do to bring down the cost of housing. My proposal includes what would be a tax credit of $25,000 for first-time home buyers so they can just have enough to put a down payment on a home, which is part of the American dream and their aspiration, but do it in a way that allows them to actually get on the path to achieving that goal and that dream.
Well, helping people to be homeowners. I mean, how noble that is. But if you hadn't actually been the tie vote decider on the anti-inflation bill, maybe home buyers would be in a better position from an interest rate perspective to be able to get into said home. And, you know, that's just a part of it. Let me share this with you real quick. Well, let me share it with you real quick after the break, after we talk to State Senator Keith Perry. And it comes from Kamala Harris's father.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Did a little digging.
Yep. I'll share that with you. It's all coming up. It's all in there. We got all the ingredients. All you got to do is sit back and taste it and enjoy. All right. Happy Friday, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to us on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. Happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Listen, we have watched. We have listened. We have gone through it. We have filleted it, filtered it, chopped it, diced it, fried it, sauteed it. The interview last night on CNN. Dana Bash. Well,
parts of it.
Bits of a snoozer. Yes. Yes. However, there's one takeaway.
Yes.
Liar.
Oh, man.
Liar.
Oh, big time.
Now, there's plenty on Kamala, but for right now, let's just the governor, Tim Walz.
Oh, yeah.
He's full of it, as know.
Yes.
He's been caught in direct lies.
Yep.
Direct lies.
Absolutely.
Carrying weapons of war into war.
He didn't go to war.
He didn't go to war.
No.
His rank, all these things. Anyway, so Dana Bash gave him an opportunity to clarify, to set the record straight. This was a, you know, like a damage control, a freebie, if you will.
Yeah.
Get out of jail free kind of card, right?
Yeah.
She asked if he agreed with the campaign statement that he misspoke. But instead of agreeing and moving past it, Walz recited some of the stuff about his record.
No.
He starts going into my record speaks for itself. But I think people are coming to get to know me. I speak like they do. I speak candidly. I wear my emotions on my sleeves. I speak especially passionately about our children being shot in schools and around guns. What? You tried to turn it into a gun control thing.
But it's just lots of fuzzy emotion. No real facts.
Oh, so they're two peas in a pod, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
We were talking about, in these cases, this was after school shooting, the idea of carrying these weapons of war. And my wife, the English teacher, told me my grammar is not always correct. So he's not a liar.
Uh-huh.
So was his grammar that was the issue when he said he was, a major or something? Sergeant Major?
Right.
Which is inaccurate.
He did not retire with that position, correct?
Yeah, that's not that's not a grammar or even a punctuation thing.
No. You know that once you retired, you didn't get to keep that position because you didn't follow through on the training.
But, you know, Dana Bash from CNN, of course, she failed. She did not press Walls further.
Well, they didn't get pressed at all.
Well, yeah.
Really?
About his service record and the whole rank thing.
Yeah.
But he had an opportunity to address it in a very, very friendly atmosphere.
Yes, he did.
And hopefully it'll come back to haunt him over and over and over again. And you need to also bring up his ties to China.
Uh-huh.
Nobody goes 30 times to a communist-run, entrenched nation where they know everything that's going on. Nobody goes there 30 times and doesn't pop up on their radar.
Right.
I am just sorry. It just does not happen. Hmm. So I think he's got questions to answer, but we know he won't. And Kamala, she's the same way.
Well, they were both allowed just to answer the question, if you will, in the way they wanted to answer it. And then no follow-up, no accountability. Again, nothing like what Bash did trying to bash J.D. Vance.
Hey, here's what Kamala said about the economy. Listen to this. Listen to this.
The economy had crashed. In large part, all of that because of mismanagement by Donald Trump.
All of that.
Of that crisis.
All of it.
When we came in, our highest priority was to do what we could to rescue America. And today, we know that we have inflation at under 3%. Mm. A lot of our policies have led to the reality that America recovered faster than any wealthy nation around the world. But you are right. Prices, in particular for groceries, are still too high. The American people know it. I know it. Which is why my agenda includes what we need to do to bring down the price of groceries. For example, dealing with an issue like price gouging. What we need to do to extend the child tax credit to help young families be able to take care of their children in their most formative years. What we need to do to bring down the cost of housing. My proposal includes what would be a tax credit of $25,000 for first-time home buyers so they can just have enough to put a down payment on a home, which is part of the American dream and their aspiration, but do it in a way that allows them to actually get on the path to achieving that goal and that dream.
Well, helping people to be homeowners, I mean, how noble that is. But if you hadn't actually been the tie vote decider on the anti-inflation bill, maybe home buyers would be in a better position from an interest rate perspective to be able to get into said home. And, you know, that's just a part of it. Let me share this with you real quick. Well, let me share it with you real quick after the break, after we talk to State Senator Keith Perry. And it comes from Kamala Harris's father.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Did a little digging.
Yep. I'll share that with you. It's all coming up. It's all in there. We got all the ingredients. All you got to do is sit back and taste it and enjoy. All right. Happy Friday, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to us on 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.